Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, friends. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead, hit it. I see your fingers poised above it.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. I'm looking
Get out of here.
What do you think? Am I blind?
Yeah.
Don't move your things in my way.
Bananas at large.
Oh, come on.
I guess there's a learning curve for this one. All right.
Let me hear the old one. That one has quite
the
a
old
long
one left.
Ring to it.
No, it's right there.
Oh, there it is.
By your library.
Oh, the... Yeah, I like the first one.
Oh, they linger.
Hold on.
All right. It's a new one. The old one.
All right. Anyway.
You know what? Leave them both there and just hit them
sure.
both.
Go. Now I got three bells now.
You're all set. What's the third bell? Oh.
There's three.
Wait, where's that one from?
Oh boy!
It's right here. Drink, please.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's right.
Yeah.
Clarky, you got me that one. I think you got all these. Well,
I didn't get the new
two
one,
or three.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi.
Hey.
Got my van fixed.
Oh.
After all this.
Your brand new van is back to brand new, huh?
Yeah. When I picked it up, I'm like, those panels don't exactly line up, Holmes. And he's like, well, it's been sitting in the sun, so let's... And I'm like,
what?
Okay.
Oh, please.
You're kidding.
Well, no, I'm not kidding. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take this home, and I'll be back tomorrow. So we'll see if it's okay.
It's been sitting in the sun. It's made of steel.
Well, no, there's a lot of plastic in cars.
It's still made of plastic.
A lot of it.
Nevertheless.
I know. It
and
should
in
be
fact,
all lined up. You did the work or you didn't do the work.
Don't you see now all the crashes? They just pull the whole front of the car off and throw it on the side of the road. It's ridiculous.
Right.
They don't even trip on it.
We'll just get you a new one of those.
Well,
they pour that into a mold.
Uh-huh. That's the replacement. It's just the whole piece.
That out
anyway,
of there.
I got that thing done and got a fence. I'm meeting contractors.
Oh.
Busy.
Oh, well, you know, the mayor's on your ass
Jack
now.
Jack Dillis, so he's going to be proud. Getting that thing fixed.
Mm-hmm. How much of the fence do you have to do? Just the outside part all the way around?
It turns out fences are expensive. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I did. I recently did a fence.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
No, just a section. And it was surprising. And I was like, I got the first bid. I'm like, let's get a couple more bids. And they were more. I was like, we're going to go with that first guy. You know how, you know, sometimes like you have a little sticker shock, you get a bid on something and you're like, well, that's ridiculous. And then you look at, a couple more and you start to see what the range is and you go,
it's not ridiculous.
I guess that's what it is. That first one looks so much more attractive than the other ones. I'm like, oh, that one I originally hated was the one.
Yeah, so I'm in that process. But
as
far as the fence goes, the people who built it, did the essiest job of all times.
Oh, originally?
Originally. So to replace a piece of it would be fine, except the whole thing's going.
Right.
So it's sort of like, maybe I do the whole thing.
Well, fences have a shelf life, you know? They're wood. They rot.
Mm. Well, but there's... When they're poorly made, like they were showing me spots where they take the wood out to make something fit in, but it weakens the wood and makes it become... And so it's just rotted in there. So that's why the fence is like, it just sucks.
Jiggly.
They just did a really bad job.
Yeah. Well, the thing that bummed me out when we, and you know, like I said, we only got a section of it done. It sounds like you're going to get a lot more done. It's just, you watch them build it and you go, well, that doesn't look much different than what was already there. I wonder how long this, you know, he's like, ah, you know, you got like a 7 to 15 years. I'm like, that's quite a large range.
7 to 15.
He's like, you know, by 15 years, your fence is falling down. I'm like, well, isn't there something, could we make this out of plastic, recycled plastic? Wouldn't that be, shouldn't that?
Ding, ding.
You know, something.
Got to use that crap somehow, right?
I know. We might as well use it for fences. How attractive, right? Oh, look.
All your shampoo bottles. All you people with hair.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're the worst.
I know.
Shave your heads already. What are you waiting for? Oh, God, that'd be so fun. Can we shave both your heads?
No.
Oh,
I
that'd
really
be
need
so
my
fun.
Hair. I really love my hair.
My very last day on the air here. Unless I somehow don't know. You know, I walk in on a Friday. They're like, well, that's it. Clear out your desk. Then you won't have a chance. But if I get to decide when I leave, you can clip my hair all the way off.
That's going to be a funny sight. Clear out your desk. You have nothing in your desk.
I know.
They'll go, and take your human with you.
Come on, human. Let's get out of here. We know when we're not wanted.
I would take my own. You don't think I'm leaving him behind? No way, man.
Please don't.
Don't worry.
Get your Hooman and get out.
Oh, Hooman, I got you. We'll go do a show at my house around the dinner table.
Mm. He'll be there.
Oh, you are not kidding.
With
you
his own dinner. Not sitting.
Well, he's very cheap to feed.
Oh, I don't want to Radnitch you.
Oh, go ahead, please. Radnitch away. Who cares?
Did you hear what Fender did?
No, no. Zero Radnitch. Go ahead.
Fender made custom Game of Thrones guitars.
Oh, what are they
that
look like?
Are going to retail for like $25,000 each.
What do they look like?
They look like pieces of art is what they look like.
Do they look like the throne?
No. Well, they look more like dragons.
Oh,
looks like they unveiled three. They're calling it Fender unveils three jaw dropping Game of Thrones custom shop guitars.
Oh my God! We should put a link to that on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I thought when I saw that, I went, "Oh God, Sarah's gonna love it."
Well, you know, really? I love it from afar. $25,000, I can get a whole fence for that.
For sure. Let me see if I could print it out so I can show it to you real quick, Sarah. And then
that's
I'll
true. You can. It. That's about the price.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Offense. It's like, oh my God, it's a year of
another
in
van.
The UC system. This is great.
Whew. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a fence, though.
You do.
Here. It's funny. If you live somewhere else, you don't have to have a
there
fence.
There were no fences where I grew up.
In Oregon, no fences. Oh, dang it. Shoot.
What's the matter?
Someone had texted in yesterday when you were talking about going to the store to buy candy.
Yes.
They texted in, Sarah, did you used to go to, and they named the candy store in East Bridgewater or whatever.
I did not go to a candy store. I went to a place called Country Convenience. It actually used to be called Linton's Variety. We called it Odie's because the guy was named Otis Linton. And I lived in the boons.
Way better
Thank
in
you.
Color, though.
Oh, wow. Oh, the Lannister one is amazing. And then these other ones are just like dragon scale. And then there's a Stark dire wolf one. So these are the pick guards really are the main.
They must have
art.
There's gotta be more to it than that
this
though. For 25,000. Well that one
yeah,
is Lannister. Gold.
It's gorgeous.
It's all gold.
I'm looking at the Fender. And each one is a different shape too. Like they're, you know, they're
Strat, Telly, and Jazzmaster.
Yeah, they're traditional shapes, but each mm-hmm. one is different.
Killer, huh?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Too bad they're not free.
Not even close to free. The opposite of free.
One is 25, and then 30, and then 35.
Oh, boy.
Every now and then.
Of course, the one I like is the 35, right?
Which one do you like
the
most?
The gold one, the Lannisters.
It's
Lannister
be the most.
Is 30.
Oh.
And Targaryen is 35.
So that must be the dragon one, huh?
I can't know.
You know, I can't make out what's on the pick guard on that one.
Yeah, you need to see it in color.
Yeah, I will.
You'll like
it.
They look sick.
What were we about to say?
Oh, they make these duplicate Eddie Van Halen guitars.
Mm.
And they're
with the stripes.
Right, with the stripes, but they're just like his. It's beat to live in crap before you buy it.
Right.
And they sell for that much.
It's been antiqued.
There's holes where the pickup should have been, but because Eddie didn't keep it there, broken pick guard, like a piece. It's so ridiculous, and people pay $25,000 for these things.
Which, when you pay that kind of money, it's not like it's a guitar you're going to play.
How could you?
Like, I wouldn't want to be like, don't touch it! Just leave it there! And it's Lucite case!
I mean, I know people are rich and can buy stuff, so for them, they're like, I'll just put that on the wall. There's art. That's art. I love Eddie Van Halen. Boom.
There it is. Bar she blows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm trying to pay for two kids to go to college. My chick is like, you really should go on a trip, you know, like this year. And I'm going...
She's trying to get rid of you.
Well, no, she's... I think she's... Because she wants to take a trip.
Oh.
I think is what's going on. But I'm like, we can't right now. I got to buy a fence.
Yeah. Fences can't cost be going on way more than big... Even really, like, first-class trips are less expensive than
And I got to get, you know, some stuff put away for these kids' college.
Yeah.
you know, you just had this other one.
Oh, boy, that sounds like the thing to say.
Well...
You and your kids living with me in my house.
I can't be spending so much money.
Yeah.
Not right now. We got to get those college funds up.
Yeah.
You know.
I do. I'm well aware. Well aware of it.
Anyway, so there's no surf trips right now.
Oh, that's too bad. That's well, you know what? Look, you've got plenty of time for surf trips in your life.
Do I?
No. But... Does it seem like the thing to say? Yeah. Oh, come on! What? Who do you think you are going on a surf trip? You don't know time for that. That's ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you know, right now you've got a baby. So when she's Isla's age, it'll be a lot more fun.
Oh, I just remembered.
Oh, she's going to Pink tonight.
She's going to Pink tonight.
Right. Oh, you're on baby watch.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, I'm dadding tonight. I'm doing my job as a parent
tonight.
Dude,
that's me too. You try and get a nap tonight. You are not going to get any sleep tonight.
Oh, I'm sure. I'll be okay. Oh, there's a sleep study I'll do in the news, but oof.
What about it?
You need more sleep than I'm certainly getting. I'll tell you that right now. Based on science studies, it's like 5 hours is not enough.
Oh, whoever said it was?
Well, that's what I'm living on.
That is crazy. That's crazy talk, Vinny. God, I'm trying to get 8 hours.
You still try to get eight every night?
I try to get eight every night, but that's, you know.
Were you getting eight when you had two babies?
No.
Right.
No. But I will say I was a pretty regular napper. I had to do it. You know, yesterday I got home. You know how it is when blah, blah. We always bitch about like our Sunday nights and how hard it is to get to sleep. And, you know, a 3-day weekend, like I think I screw my schedule up on a regular weekend. A 3-day weekend, I laid in bed till midnight and then just real spotty sleep. So yesterday I got home. I had a ton of stuff to do. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do first? I'm going to sit on the couch and watch Saturday Night Live. And I watched like maybe half the opening skit, which was all the celebrities who are in jail right now. It's really funny. And like Michael Avenatti and Lori Loughlin and Julian Assange. Like they just all these. It was very funny. And it's so funny that I just fell right to sleep.
Right.
And I woke up and I literally had like drool. My neck's all cricked. There's drool. I'm like. Oh, God. But I got a solid hour, and I just... Good. You know how you just need it?
Yeah,
so just like, I can't even
too.
Keep my eyes open.
Took a nap.
You did?
Yeah, I was so tired. Yeah, John had made chili, and I was just like, he's like, let me pour you some. Like, I just got to sit down. I just got to lay down for a little while. So he went out and got my car washed. Filled the fuel and
oh God, I love that. John's the best.
Then he comes home, drops my car off, takes one of his cars out, does that again.
That's a day off, huh?
I know. And he was saying yesterday, as we were eating chili, he said, he goes, you know, 2 days is just enough to do everything I need to do. I don't really have any other time to do anything.
Right. He lives at that dealership.
Dude, I know. I'm sorry. You're right. I know.
How long are those days? It seems like he goes in early in the morning and he's there till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. If there's a deal to be made.
Got to stick around for the deal.
Stick around, yeah.
Well, besides you.
Hand you over to this guy.
Mm-hmm. What does that guy do for fun?
He takes cars to the car wash and gets them
fueled
up.
That's not fun. That's not fun. He knows it's not fun.
It involves cars, though.
What does he do
for fun? Honestly, I don't think John... has had fun in a long time. A long time.
You wanna...
And Monday was the first day we both had the day off together in
2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
You're serious.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have fun.
No.
You want to hear something trippy?
I am his fun, Vinny.
Oh, that's why I said that.
Oh,
besides
sorry.
You, what does
oh,
John do for
me.
Fun?
Yeah.
Stop it, Siri. Sorry.
What does she
hold
keep
on.
Doing?
She keeps coming Shut on up, and trying Siri. To answer stuff. So you know how you guys, and I don't want to keep bringing this up, but it was, I had the best birthday. Thank you guys so much again. But
yeah. Oh,
one
you
of
can bring
things,
that up all you want.
Yeah.
My friend Jason, that you flew up here, while he was here, he goes, man, it's been so long since I've been on a plane. How long has it been since you've been on a, right? There's the, he goes, do you remember our senior trip to Mazatlan? And I go, and I cuss loudly, like, get the, you have.
That's the last time he's
we
been on
We were
a plane.
17 years old.
Whoa.
What are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah.
He hasn't gone anywhere in 35 years.
Well, not on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I feel like I fly too much. Like, stop with the flights. Enough
Wait,
of that.
You feel like you can't, how could you have avoided it?
I know.
Yeah.
Just That's, life.
It's more like impossible. Mm-hmm.
So maybe his whole family lives right by there. And
he, yeah. I mean, his parents, to their credit, I mean.
Is he afraid of flying at all?
No. His parents stayed in the house that they raised those kids in until just a couple years ago.
Mm.
And whatever they bought it for when they sold it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can avoid capital gains at that point, can you?
Unless
when
you...
when you bought it at 80,000 and sold it for a million, whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's just.
And then where'd they go?
They've moved to like, kind of where my mom is. Not right there, but
the area.
That's where all the retirees are headed out that desert way, because it's affordable.
Yeah, get an affordable place, a decent.
If you don't have to work anymore, you can sort of live there.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't want to commute from there.
Mm-hmm. No.
Which is what the young people are doing.
Well, they can afford the houses.
Right. And I guess they're willing to give up.
The time?
They have to. I mean, they're probably looking at, like, I can't have a family any other way.
Right.
So the one person who drives, or the maybe both, who knows?
Right.
Whoever's driving is just saying, I'll take the hit so you guys can chill.
Right.
Anyway.
A lot of people, luckily, can sometimes do some work from home. You know, like, it's great that Christina most days doesn't have to go in. But not every job is a computer job.
Mm-hmm. Tech is trippy, too, though. Even if you're working from home, they work your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
are, in fact, working.
No, they do not ever let it. I wish I could talk to the whole industry and go, you know what? The world would like you to cut your workload by half.
Mm.
We're already moving too fast as it is. You don't need
need
new inventions.
Faster, better,
we're
bigger,
good.
Stronger.
Jesus Christ. They just keep putting in 16-hour days.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This is what we do.
I read that Alibaba guy said,
yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You should be working 12-hour days, 6 days a week.
Yep.
What kind of?
I know. That's just that, right? And everyone went, "What?" Because you're blessed if you're working that much.
That
we
sniper
are.
Sniper we hired. Somebody take that guy down.
Right.
Jesus.
Well,
oh my God!
That's
don't
so loud.
Don't do
that.
That's super scary. That scared the crap out of me.
And I'm sure someone driving.
Yeah,
doesn't help
don't.
Them. Sorry
please,
about that, drivers.
We're very sorry, Bryn. Say you're sorry.
Sorry for doing my job. My bad.
Oh my, how did we get here?
Blah,
it's time.
Blah, blah,
I know.
Blah, blah.
It's comfortable. It's fun to catch up with you guys every morning. All right, KLSC, KLSC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.